Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Thursday, the 23rd of June. Well, the summer heat is arriving in full force in Rome, which is why Pope Benedict XVI toured St. Peter's Square overnight with the characteristic Saturn hat. That's the red sun hat that popes usually wear in the summer. The Pope then continued his catechesis on prayer. He reflected on the Psalms, which he defined as the main book of prayers. Here's a translation from H2O News.
In the Psalms, joy and suffering, desire for God, and perception of our own unworthiness, happiness, and the sense of abandonment, trust in God, and painful loneliness, fullness of life, and fear of dying are intertwined and expressed. The whole reality of the believer flows into those prayers, which the people of Israel first and then the church afterwards have taken up as a privileged mediator of our relationship with the one true God and an appropriate response to his revealing of himself in history. As prayer, the Psalms are manifestations of the soul and faith in which everyone is able to recognize himself and in which that experience of closeness to God is communicated to which man is called. Teaching us to pray, the Psalms teach us also that in desolation and in pain, the presence of God is a source of wonder and solace. One can weep, beg, and plead, but in the awareness that we are traveling towards the light, where the praise will be definitive. In the Lord Jesus, who in his earthly life prayed the Psalms, they find their definitive completion and unveil their fullness and most profound meaning.
The Pope also announced that in his next few catecheses he would reflect on a psalm every Wednesday in order to help Christians with their prayers. But please note the next general audience won't be until the 3rd of August. After the general audience, the Pope met the director of NASA, Charles Bolden, who was visiting Rome. And it's also been announced that Pope Benedict will meet with a specific audience of young couples for the first time in September. The meeting will be held in the Plebiscite Square in Ancona, Italy, after the close of the Italian Eucharistic Congress. Australia's first Asian-born bishop-elect will be ordained this evening in Melbourne. Father Vincent Long Van Nguyen, OFM, was born into poverty and war in Vietnam before fleeing as a refugee at age 18 in 1980. He made a perilous journey in a 17-metre fishing boat through rough seas to Malaysia and eventually arrived in Melbourne. In 1983, Father Long became a conventual Franciscan friar and was ordained to the priesthood in 1989. He has worked as a parish priest in Kellyville, Sydney and Springvale, Victoria. In 2008, he was called to Rome to serve as Assistant General of the Order, and in May this year, Pope Benedict announced Father Vincent Long Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Melbourne. Now, 28 years after his arrival in Australia, Bishop-elect Long will be ordained tonight in St. Patrick's Cathedral, East Melbourne. Meanwhile, we're happy to report that the Seminary of St. Augustine in the West African country of Mali has just ordained 9 new deacons. The seminarians were ordained at the end of the academic year on Sunday by Archbishop Jean-Baptiste Tiama. In his homily, Archbishop Tiama stressed the importance of the diaconate and urged the new deacons to be at the full service of their communities. The major seminary of St. Augustine serves both the church in Guinea and in Mali. The Basilica of St. John Lateran, the mother of all the churches of Rome and the world, is leading the way in embracing new media by offering guided tours with an iPod. With the full story, here's EWTN's Joan Lewis.
As it turns more and more to using the latest technologies, the Vatican is now offering iPods to teach pilgrims and tourists about Rome's oldest papal church, St. John Lateran, the cathedral church of the Pope, who is the Bishop of Rome. Pilgrims who visit the Basilica will be asked if they wish to borrow an iPod, which has been outfitted with a range of special features accessed by touching the screen. Available in 5 languages, the iPod and earphone sets feature 28 videos and images, 20 music selections, and 9 actors who take the listener on a tour that is historical, artistic, cultural, and spiritual. As they pick up the iPods, visitors are asked to leave a document with Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi staff members at a booth at the back of the Basilica. ORP, the Vatican Pilgrimage Office, that both welcomes visitors to Christian Rome and offers pilgrimages throughout the world to the Holy Land and other religious destinations, was one of the prime movers of this initiative, expected to function on a trial basis until December.
American government officials have applauded the role of the Obama administration in the United Nations' first ever resolution on sexual orientation and gender identity. Suzanne Nossel, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization Affairs, said this is really a paradigmatic example of using the UN system to advance one of President Obama's top policy priorities. Dan Beyer, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights and Labour, said both the President and Secretary Clinton have made LGBT, that is lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender, human rights a priority. He recalled that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gave a speech last year in which she said gay rights are human rights and human rights are gay rights. The text of the resolution is, despite all its publicity, relatively modest. It requests the commissioning of a study documenting quote, discriminatory laws and practices and acts of violence against individuals based on their sexual orientation and gender identity. And finally, just briefly, Cardinal Raymond Burke has lauded the example of St. Thomas More, whose feast day was yesterday, saying he modelled himself on the expectations of Christ rather than the expectations of society. And a college in the United States has held a groundbreaking ceremony to begin construction on a new pregnancy centre that will meet the needs of college-age women. That's it for today's program. Thanks for listening. God bless.